It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble and whenever you're around.
Ooh, good morning, Peggy. Welcome to Rosie on the House. How may we help you this morning?
I want to know if there's anything I can do to help an old Fantex ash tree that's been neglected and all the leaves came off. And I just wonder if it was real hot, you know. And I'm wondering if there's any, I've been watering it again, but is there anything else I can do?
Pray.
I know, because it's the prettiest tree on our lot. I just was crying about it because it was big and just, oh, it was so pretty. It's so pretty. And it's just neglect on our part. We're the blame. It's not the tree's fault. So I'm just wondering
That's a tree that needs a fair amount of water. Ash trees are pretty high water users, and they suffer in heat even if they're getting enough water sometimes. So other than, you know, and the way you want to water that now probably is take a hose or go get a soaker hose so you can make a big circle around it. Turn that thing on and let it run for a day or two, just slow. And then go a few days, maybe a week, and then do that again. Do that two or three times. If it doesn't recover very quickly, it's just going to go downhill pretty fast. You're going to get sunburn. The branches start to desiccate and burn and dry up and die, and it just keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper. I don't know without seeing the tree to tell you what kind of chance you have, but it's probably not real good.
I know that's not the answer you were hoping for, but
yeah,
it's a shame.
And then if they're big, then you've got an expense to take it out. That's just half the battle, you know. Then you're talking hundreds of dollars to have somebody cut it up and haul it away. Then you got to buy another tree. So trees are super valuable. They do a lot of things, and they you know, cool our homes and provide oxygen and cool the ground underneath them. And then they take a long time to get the way we want them. And then if you got to replace them, it's an expensive process as well. So take good care of them.
We have an email that came in. This individual loves their backyard, loves the shade tree on it, but can't keep any grass underneath it. I would encourage that person to listen to what Peggy said. Her heart's just broken with the thought of the shade tree being gone. I'd keep that shade over.
The least of my worries would be the
grass.
Especially when it's, you know, even in the shade, it's 110 and you're not out there playing in the grass this time of year. Have a really nice winter lawn. The rye grasses will do beautifully in the shade under that tree. Enjoy that lawn from October to July. In July, August, and September. Maybe don't worry about it so much.
And that was one of their questions. Is there anything I can do to get my ryegrass through the summer into the winter?
It just takes so much water. And even then, usually they'll hang in there till we get the monsoon and we get those what I call the pre-monsoon slow cooker, when the nighttime temperatures. You know, the other night we were at a Little League baseball game. Mm. We left there at 9:30. It was 106 degrees on the car temperature at 9:30 at night. That's usually what pushes things like ryegrass and those not well-adapted plants kind of over the brink, is the fact that they don't recover at night. So you can get them through June pretty easily by not mowing so short. Let them get longer, obviously up the water, and then at some point you probably just kind of throw in the towel and go on vacation. Quit worrying about it for a month or so.
I know not everybody likes artificial turf, but if that is your only selling point and you're trying to get it in the summer, that's going to be a lot better than than getting rid of your shade trees.
Absolutely. I guess what I really encourage people to look at is those, when are you using the lawn area? And that's the whole part of what we call the concept of xeriscaping. It needs to fit your lifestyle. How many people in the dead of summer are even out on the lawn playing with the kids? You know, I kind of look at my lawn through the kitchen window most of the times. I see my lawn as I kind of make a beeline to the pool, and then I look at it as I go back, and then I look at it when I mow it every week this time of year. And other than the dog, you know, I've got dogs. So it does play a pretty critical part in my backyard lifestyle experience of having these pets. So it's worth keeping looking good for them because it gives them cool. And that's the problem with artificial turf is it's hot. Mm-hmm. So for pets, you know, now in the shade, it might not be so bad.
When we get done with chores, everybody's just laying on the lawn. Animals, people, turn the sprinklers on.
We go out there. I'll look out, you know, as I'm getting ready to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, and the dogs are all just sprawled out there on the grass because it's cool.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.